Good morning, everyone. Welcome to What's in Your Pocket with DJ Nas for Mark II. It's 8:01 on Tuesday, September 9th. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful end of summer day out there. Perfect weather in the morning. I think some people think it's too cold. I'm enjoying this, yo. And we're coming at you live, WONY 90.9 FM, basement of Hunt Union, home of Red Dragon Radio. Keeping it locked. Going to start off with now my picked up in New York City this Saturday while visiting my daughter in Manhattan. Here we go.
A shoehorn, the kind with teeth. People should get beat up for stating their beliefs. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth, 'cause he knows there's no such thing.
He asks a girl if they can both sit in a chair, but he doesn't get nervous,
she's not really there. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth, 'cause he knows there's no such thing.
Tour the world in a heavy metal band, but they run out of gas,
the plane can never land. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth. People should get beat up for stating their beliefs. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth, 'cause he knows there's no such thing. What's the sense in ever thinking about the tomb when you're much too busy returning to the womb? He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth. People should get beat up for stating their beliefs. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth, 'cause he knows there's no such thing.
Shoehorn with teeth. BYB Giants off of Lincoln, their second album. Amazing. Started with the Imperial March. Yeah, I picked up a copy of the Empire Strikes Back soundtrack, which I didn't have for some bizarre reason. I have multiple versions of A New Hope, and I did not have... I think I have a single of, like a disco single of something from the Empire Strikes Back. I remember having it as a kid, too, and I have it somewhere on 45. Yeah, I picked that up. Lincoln I've had for a long time. Absolutely love it. This next one goes out to my friend Marissa, who has been a friend of mine for a long time, and here's some salt and pepper for you. And remember, stay away from that street meat, yo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What a man.
Some Devo, Beautiful World. Got to see them last year, and they were amazing. Before that, Sam Pepa, y'all. What a man. What a man. That was from my friend Marissa. Good luck in Maine. Well, you've been there for a long time, but you know what I mean. Stay away from that street food, y'all. Okay. 8:16 here, Tuesday, September 9th. We got a bunch of stuff going on this weekend in Oneonta. Saturday and Sunday is the Kano City of the Hills Art Fest. And all day Saturday and Sunday, there'll be vendors out on Main Street where that will be closed. So go support your local artist. There's tons and tons and tons of vendors and food. There's also live music from 12 to 5. And all the music will be either in Muller Plaza on the Al Galadoro stage, or we have a small side stage for individual performers near the corner of Ford in Maine. We were going to have some at the corner of Chestnut, but we've moved everything, all the small performers, the individual acts, I mean, I don't want to say small performers, individual performers, to the corner of Ford and Maine to make it a little bit more accessible for everybody. So I'm looking forward to that. And then Saturday night, if you're around, little shameless self-promotion plug here. My band, the Mopar Cams, will be playing with one of my favorite local bands, the Woodshed Prophets, at the B-Side Ballroom from 9 to midnight on this coming Saturday, September 13th, from 9 to midnight at the B-Side Ballroom. Excellent. Ready for some Bismarcky? We're always ready for that.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping porn with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said, blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said, I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say. You got what I need, but you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he just a friend, but you say he just a friend. Work for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future. We was planning, everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. Don't even give me that. Just bust this. You got what I need, but you say he's just a friend, and you say he's just. On a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll. I was happy to say I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. 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 Has a friend.
but just could come on by if there's anything she could do. Up on Cripple Creek, and she sent me if I sprang a leak, and she meant me. I don't have a speed, and she defends me in drunkard's dream if I ever did see one. Good luck had you stung me, so to the race track I did go. I bet on one horse to win, and Bessie bet on
poor Bismarcky, she said, is just a friend. Sad. After that, we had Cripple Creek by the band from the live album Bob Dylan and the Band, which is a decent album. I like half of it. The other half of it, I'm not so into. But that's Dylan for me, though. Live Dylan. Live Dylan is half of it's amazing. Half of it, you never know what you're going to get. I guess he was on the Outlaw Tour this year. And I got 50%. Yeah, Dylan was awesome. It was the best I've seen him. And then other times people said, oh, my God, it was terrible. So, I don't know. It's Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan does Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan don't care about anybody but Bob Dylan, which is fine. He's allowed to do that. But for his live performances, at least, he just kind of does what he feels like he wants to. And that's totally cool. You just never know what you're going to get as a fan. So, anywho, got some Jay-Z coming up right now.
I'm going down. Superior jumped the gun. Mother 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 Superior jumped the gun.
John Lennon there. Happiness is a warm gun, yo. Before then, I played the B-side off of Hard Knock Life, Jay-Z. Just some weird TV spot edit that was on the maxi single. Yo, how we all doing this morning? You want to come be on my show? You should. You could bring some records in and spin them with me. I'm here every morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. You could just let me know and say, hey, I want to come on your show and spin some albums with you. Come on up. Be a guest. I'm going to have a guest next week. Allison Collins is going to come and read some poetry on here that she wrote. It's going to be awesome. And then later on that night after that, I'm just going to drive to New York City and go see Wet Leg. It's going to be awesome. Looking forward to that day. That's next Thursday, the 18th. We'll be doing that. It's going to be a special edition, What's in Your Pocket, from 8 to 9:30 that morning. And if you have any requests, you can let me know. You can either email me at mark.paquette@oneana.edu. You can call the station, 607-436-2711. And if I own it, I'll spin it for you. And if I don't own it and you own it and you want to come up here and lend me the vinyl or come here and spin it yourself, that'd be great. And if I don't own it and you don't own it and I think it's worthy, I'll go out and purchase that puppy and spin it. The other thing is, too, is we're always taking donations here at the radio station, trying to rebuild this vinyl library back up. So if you have any albums, want to donate them to the cause, want to donate stuff to Wony, please let me know. We'll come pick it up. Yeah. Rocking and rolling all day long. Out of controlling. Here's some Beastie Boys. Cookie Puss.
Yes, what's your name?
Hello?
Hello, man, you got Cookie Puss's number?
He's my supervisor. He'll help you.
Yo, man, where's the supervisor at? I got the number anyway, baby. Just hang up on me.
These cookies and crumbs are making me itch. A Cookie Puss? Maybe I should scratch.
Oh, guys, help!
My real name is
Scratch.
Play house with you. Yeah, some Elvis, y'all, kicking it. How y'all doing this morning? Before that, we had the Beastie Boys off of some old beep with a Cookie Puss. Anybody order a Cookie Puss cake ever? Anybody ever get one of them Carvel Cookie Puss cakes? They're awesome. A couple years ago, I got a Fudgy the Whale cake, and it was amazing. Okay, you ready? Here's the joke of the day. Why did the coffee file a police report? Why did the coffee file a police report? I bet you really want to know what the answer to this is. I'm going to play some Art Tatum first, the master of the stride piano. Incredible.
coming up only to hold you under. And coming up only to show you roll. And to know you is hard, and we wonder.
Getting ready for DJ J-Lo. He's low today. He just walked in. I'm going to tell you my end of my joke here and play you one more song and then get out of here so he can entertain you. So why did the coffee file a police report? Why did the coffee file a police report? Well, because it got mugged. Yeah. All right, I'm going to leave you with this. That is a terrible joke. So I'm going to leave you with some James Brown. Keeping it funky, y'all. I'll see you tomorrow. What's in your pocket? DJ Nas from Mark 2 coming to you live from the Basement Hunt Union. Home of Red Dragon Radio. Wony 90.9 FM.
Now, Bobby, I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
One, two, three, make it funky. Make it funky.
thought I'd write you a letter. Someday things will get better. I know it feels like forever. When you get to the end, you'll just start over again.
Why do you like a guy like me? Why do you bad do a dagbo like me? No, 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 no.
Why do you like problems?
Other people, they pretend them like me. But you do show me love with the boss, my friend. No, no. Even when I don't try for my baby.
Is I, DJ J-Lo, checking in for another fun-filled hour of power on WONY 90.9 Radio Free Red Dragon, Radio Free Red Dragon, Oneonta, New York. All right, enough about me. Well, more about me later.
Back, bim, bam, bim, bam, bim, bam, 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 bam,